Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Anyway, it's now time for a chat with Toby and Luke from Fever and Boutique. Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries. Thank you very much for having us.
Cheers for having
us. Not a problem. Let's get stuck straight in, shall we?
Yeah, go for it.
Right. So, for those who don't know, where is Fever and Boutique located on the island?
So, we are in the middle of Newport, actually. We are sat around the side of Pizza Hut, just actually walked down the side path next to it, just on Coppins Bridge.
Okay. Right, so, it's really just down the road from the bus station then,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, pretty much, mate, yeah.
Okay, central.
Bus straight down there.
Nice, nice. So what kind of entertainment do you have at the venue?
Currently, at the moment, obviously on our weekly basis, we run a thing called Popcorn Saturdays, which is all about pop cheese and throwback anthems. So it's all about going back and just enjoying that cheese music that we all love to dance to.
Oh, like 70s, 80s,
yeah,
90s, that kind
of
stuff?
That, all through to the noughties,
okay, cool.
And teenies as well now. So it's a bit more poppy, a bit more enjoyment on that night, rather than just a standard music you listen to day in, day out sort of thing.
Okay, cool. So what gigs and events do you have in the pipeline?
Well, Fridays are the days in which we are putting on the more unique and varietied events. So coming up, I mean, this Friday we have a Shack Promotions sort of dance and hard house night, trance night, that would sort of take everyone back to the 90s. And the days of the Fort and Livingston's and that sort of thing. Back to those old days.
I've got some fuzzy memories.
Yeah, me too. And then coming up the following week, we've got So Loco, which is going to be more of a housey night. We've got a live music event coming up on the 12th of May, which will be XYZ, which will actually be live bands in there for the first time since it's been turned around. So we're going to give that a go. And then we've got some more Shack gigs. Jordan Cook's running a subliminal tour with some artists from the mainland on the 28th. And then June the 2nd, we've got another Pressure gig. So after a small break for the Isle of Wight Festival, it's then filled pretty much every weekend up till September. So Fridays are the nights that we're doing the unique sort of out there gigs. And then the Saturdays, we've got the pop world and the stuff that everyone's used to and likes for their Saturdays.
So you've got
a real variation, yeah.
So you've got something almost for everybody then?
Yeah, there's drum and bass one night, house another night, live music another night, dance another night. So we're trying to sort of appeal to everyone out there and all the different genres of music, really.
Oh, that's cool then. That's cool.
Yeah, it's certainly different. It's certainly different.
I mean, at the same time, yeah, Toby, come to me. It's the only thing we wanted to do since I've taken that site. And it's changed the atmosphere, changed the vibe that we've got there, and make sure that it's something for everyone, not just a site that you come to. It's the same every week, same thing.
Yeah.
We want to make sure it's different every single time someone comes and it's a different event on. And also, at the same time, as well as being different, it is good for the regular customers as well, because they're coming down, they're having a good night on a Friday and a Saturday, rather than just coming down for the Saturday for whatever reason. They're coming down for a different event on the Friday, trying to check things out, trying to get different tastes and enjoy different things.
Well, they say that variety is the spice of life, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's really good because, I mean, we've been working with all local promoters, all local artists. You know, other than bringing down the odd headliner, this is all island talent, island DJs, island groups. So that's a really good thing for us as well, that we're not having to claw people across from the nation and pay lots of money for them. This is actually a really locally grown sort of movement.
Well, that's good, because we like to support local artists and record producers here on the Vectis Radio as well. We play local music all the time, do you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't realise how much talent there is on the island. And it's not until you go out, you go to a pub or a club or a whatever, do you know what I mean? And you see it, like, to bands and DJs, it's like, wow, you guys are local. It's like, yeah, didn't you know? And it's almost sad in some of the ways that they don't realise how much talent's there.
Well, I think that's something we're hoping to do on the 12th and moving forwards, as long as it's a success, is really showcase sort of island talent. I think we've got Baron Strange and the Blackbirds, Levi Collins, Greg Barnes, all going to be coming and playing, plus a couple of others and maybe a special guest. So we're very big on promoting and finding these guys who, you know, like we said in the break, are traditionally just running around doing covers, not getting to play their own music and tunes.
Yeah.
And it's again with the promoters group, you know, they're kind of limited by pubs and what they can do. We're like, here, have a rein, here's a club, we'll support you with it, but let's do something different. And so across the board, it's all about developing their ideas and their talent.
Well, that's good. You've got to support local talent, haven't you?
Yeah, I think at the same time as well, we've got a lot of for our other events, for the drum and bass and the house nights, got a lot of local talent that have actually progressed and moved off the island, that are coming back to do their home homecoming gigs and things like that, just to sort of bring it back to the island, not forgetting their roots. And obviously they're helping develop nights on the island as well, so it's really good to see that people that have actually gone off the island been a bit more successful as well, and then coming back to help out events that are growing on the island as well. So yeah, it's really nice to see that.
You're giving back to the community that gave to you in the first place, which is good. You're not forgetting your roots, as it were.
Yeah, exactly that. So it's like it's really good to see that they're willing to help out our guys and bring them along with them. So the only thing I can see from these events, they're just going to grow and grow and grow.
Well, I wish you all the best with that. Josh, do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
What event do you put on for people with special needs?
So we actually have something already on at the moment. We have an event that runs every first Wednesday of the month. It is called Wild Wednesday. It is for any adult with any additional needs, whatever that may be. You're more than welcome to come down. We charge £8 entry. You get a free drink with that, and all caregivers get free entry alongside that as well.
That's good value for money.
Yeah, so it gets any carers that obviously are coming down all come in. We actually partnered with Ride House Group to launch this event. So obviously they've been a big part in developing this event and progressing it through.
Yeah.
There's a different theme every time we do it as well. So each time we do different themes. We started with fell on May the 4th last year, so Star Wars night.
Star Wars, yeah.
Yes, had to be. We are looking at doing Star Wars again this year for them. They've all asked for it, actually. We've had a lot of people asking for it.
You've got to give the people what they want.
We were looking at Coronation, but I think we might have pushed us towards Star Wars again if we can get some people down for that one. But we've done different nights. We've done Disney theme. We've done superhero. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any more, but we have done so many different things.
You've done lots.
Once a month, every month, for a year now, spot on. It's been running, progressing. We've even had people come over from the mainland just for this event.
Wow.
Get the boat over, so it's showing that it's really starting to reach out.
That shows that it's pretty successful then. Have you got any more questions, Josh?
How many people on average attend a Fever and Boutique?
So capacity is 510. Usually hit around that. So obviously between 300 on a quiet night to 510 on a busy night. We do sometimes go past that because obviously you've got the turnover of customers. So between 350, I'd say, and 550 in total normally.
That's quite a lot of people.
Most Saturday nights, yeah.
Got any more questions, Josh?
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay, then, not to worry. Right, so sum up then. Where are you based on the island?
Just around the side of Pizza on Coppins Bridge.
So literally centre of town, as it were?
Yeah, centre of town, yep.
You host all kinds of gigs and events?
Yep.
Right, what have you got coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we've got this Friday, we've got Shack Promotions Dance Night, which, like I say, going back to the old 90s of Hard House and Hard Trance. Saturday, we'll have the Popcorn Saturday, as usual. And then we've got, on the Coronation, we've got a Sunday Pillow Fight coming up, and we're an Urban Pillow Fight.
Yeah, we've also got some...
A Pillow Fight? Well, I've got to ask.
This Sunday, actually.
It's this Sunday.
Is that exactly what I think it's going to be?
It is, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be
urban
amazing.
Urban music and a load of pillows and pyjamas. Obviously, come in your pyjamas, get the pillows out. And...
Oh, I'm not going to do that. I sleep naked, so let's not go there.
Yeah, probably wouldn't get in with that one, but yeah.
Yeah, so a whole host of different events. I mean, the main thing really is to just keep an eye on our socials. There's posters and promos going out every week about the stuff we're doing at the moment.
Right, but I was going to come into this, but as you've jumped the gun, go there now. Does the venue have a website?
We do. www.feverbars.co.uk/IsleOfWight.
And you've also got socials,
Instagram, like Facebook, TikTok, yeah.
And the socials are linked to the main website and vice versa.
They're all over our Facebook page. So you just go on to Facebook, Fever Isle of Wight, and it comes up, Fever and Boutique Isle of Wight, and it comes up, and same on Instagram.
I think we are now at Fever IOW.
At Fever IOW,
On everything.
So. Okay, fair enough. And all the events and everything are listed on the websites and on the Facebooks.
Yeah, well, they're promoed all the time. I mean, a list wouldn't be a bad idea, would it?
They are all on the website. So if you click on the website, you go to events, they're all on there, and they take you through our ticket links to the Fat Soma pages where you can get all the tickets from.
Okay.
Obviously, you can put booths on there anyway for any of our events, but most of them are Fat Soma pages. So whether it's our Fat Soma page, whether it's Shaq's Fat Soma page, or whether it's Pressure's for the drum and bass night, it just takes you directly to their Fat Soma page to get the tickets and things like that.
So, okay.
We all use the same ticket system again, just to try and keep it simple for everybody, you know, so it's
like nice, safe and secure,
unity,
and everyone
promote each other, and that all helps and works as well.
It's one sign up for the customer as well. It's not signing up to different ticketing sites, so it's just one sign up,
and it's like I'll probably remember four or five different logins, passwords and stuff. One password, one email address, bish bash bosh, job done. Yeah. Give me my ticket, please.
Yeah. All our events straight there, but like I say, we use it as well for our guest list. So on Saturday nights, we do a free entry before 11, sorry, and £2 entry before midnight. But you get the tickets on Fat Soma, you can get discount entry or free entry. So it's all done on that website, to everything from tickets to guest list.
That sounds like a one-stop shop for entertainment then.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking to make Fever, pretty much, isn't it? The place to go.
Well, it sounds like it is. It will be the place to go then. Anyway, thank you very much for coming to the studio. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
No, it's a pleasure. We always like to support local artists, bands, venues, everything else. It's part of the community that we're in. Do you know what I mean?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.